Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Zepp. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Zepp. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Cardenas moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is called out on strikes. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Holt reaches third base with a triple. Cardenas scores. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zepp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is hit by the pitch. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alea. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Zepp covering, for the out. Melton scores. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alea hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Brant Alea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alea is 0-for-1 in the game. Alea takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Alea moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Alea scores. Holt moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is 0 for 1 in the game. Zepp is called out on strikes. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt. Berry reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop is walked intentionally. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zepp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is 0-for-2 in the game. Zepp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing left field. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tovar. Noop moves to second. LeMay pinch hits for Bart Johnson. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noop moves to third. One out. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Eddy now pitching. John Matias now playing first base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Holt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Rich McKinney. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ortiz moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales pinch hits for John Matias. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Don Eddy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.